Okay, hello everyone. Today's topic is how IBM and AWS are working together to help clients address some of their biggest challenges around cybersecurity, sustainability, and modernization. And to help me discuss this topic, I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Mark Fitch, who is the client partner for AWS at IBM Consulting. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Bennett.
We met at the AWS Summit. We had an initial conversation about this. This is all super interesting. So we thought we have a follow-up conversation here. Where are you joining us from today?
So I'm joining us from the IBM offices in New York Road near Waterloo.
Excellent. Yeah, nice place, especially on a sunny day. It's not so sunny anymore, but it was.
No, the clouds have come over.
So thanks for taking the time to speak to me today, Mark. Tell me a little bit more about your background and the work you do for IBM Consulting in the UK and Ireland.
Thanks, Bernard. Yes, I lead the AWS go-to-market team in the UK for IBM. Mm-hmm. So I have a team of deeply skilled AWS consultants, and we work with clients to accelerate their AWS cloud and AI adoption. And I also look after the strategic relationship with AWS. And I've really seen a lot of change in the 2.5 years I've been with IBM. When I started, we were 3,000 certifications globally. We've invested a lot of energy in training our workforce, and we're now about 19,000 certifications. Extremely large change. We've accelerated our growth by acquiring a number of companies, particularly around cloud and data, NorCloud and BlueTab being examples of those. We've launched a lot of new products to market jointly with AWS, and in fact, this year we're now Global Innovation Partner of the Year.
Very good. And I guess organizations need the right partner to help them modernize their applications and leverage their data at scale and quickly, regardless of the cloud environment that they're operating in. So how are IBM and AWS working together to serve clients?
Yes, we're working very closely with AWS. We're working across both AI and cloud. So they're a key partner for us. We're working in modernization, particularly in innovation areas like contact center transformation, in digital twin, in artificial intelligence, with Red Hat OpenShift. We talked about taking some new offerings to market to help around modernization. Example, we've got our AI Ops offering we've just launched jointly with AWS. We typically start with our customers' journey around looking at their business case for change or looking at new operating models or helping them build minimum viable products. And then we really help them scale up with the thorny mission-critical workloads. And we also help them deal with some of the complexities around their regulations.
Very good. And what makes the partnership with AWS so unique or differentiated?
Yes, we are I guess there's 3 points, really. We've got very deep industry expertise. We're very strong in financial services, in public sector. We have extensive software business covering everything from AI, sustainability ops, automation, security. And then on top of that, we work with some of the leading partners like Salesforce and like SAP. We have our own industry software like Maximo and Sterling Commerce. And we really wrap this all together into industry solutions that we take jointly with AWS on top of their leading technology platform to market. So that's the first point around industry solutions. We got some of the highest net promoter scores in the business. We're really known for our customer delivery quality, and customers love our outcomes. The third point is really about end-to-end scale. We can really scale up across the globe, modernizing large mission-critical applications. Very, very few providers can undo that.
And what are some of the challenges you come across for companies looking to modernize?
We're seeing a lot of challenges, particularly post-COVID. Supply chain challenges, interest rates are rising, costs are rising. So a lot of our work and our focus with customers is around FinOps. It's around doing business process management with AI. It's about moving them to self-service channels, and also trying to embed this sustainably into their operating models. And then it's very very competitive out there. So we're helping customers launch new digital products to help them. Help them grow revenue. So that's a key part of our offerings. We're doing a lot of work around digital channels and looking at things like a web, app, contact centers, internet channels.
And I imagine that there are some key areas or industries where this partnership really proves beneficial for companies. Do you have some examples from the UK and Ireland market?
Yes, I like to use sustainability as a key theme, and we're working with a lot of customers that are helping the UK get to their net zero 2050 ambitions. One of those customers is E.ON UK Solutions. They sell sustainable solutions to homes, communities, businesses. You can think of things like heat pumps and charging stations and solar. We worked with them to migrate what was a legacy contact center to AWS Connect, and we helped them with the contact center transformation. We had to do that within a year. We had to train up 1,000 agents. That was across 5 business units. And we spent a lot of time with hands-on training, getting the agents comfortable. We went live really smoothly. And this has enabled them to really improve the customer experience, to significantly reduce costs, to improve responsiveness and their first-time call closure rates.
Very good. And I guess leaders must understand the now, the new and the next of technology disruption and embrace the opportunities while protecting against the risks. Generative AI has been the hottest topic in most tech conversations over the past few months, I guess. What is IBM doing to help your clients address challenges and opportunities with generative AI?
Yes, Bern, it's a very, very exciting area, generative AI. I'm really passionate about it. IBM's investing heavily. Our research area is building large language models. They're working with SAP around business processes. We're working with NASA around climate models. We just announced that we're launching a 1,000-person center of excellence at our WatsonX software and services. So we're really going all in on generative AI. IBM are a lead partner in the Bedrock beta program, and we see a lot of applications around generative AI in the supply chain, everything from material science, drug discovery, parts design. We're doing a lot of work ourselves in sales, marketing, and customer service, in HR. And also doing it in enterprise search. I mean, taking E.ON as example, we're going back to all our contact center transformation customers, looking at how they can use large language models to do call summation, do intelligent workflow handling. And there's a lot of challenges around generative AI. There's obviously privacy, IPR, misinformation, hallucination, bias. So we have a lot of strong consulting propositions to help guide our customers, help them choose the right use case and deploy AI in a safe and effective way.
Okay, so what is next for your work with AWS, and what's next? What's your vision going forward?
Yeah, so really, really excited to be working in the future with AWS. Two areas that we're really focused on. First one we just talked about, which is generative AI. So really Looking forward to partnering with AWS around Bedrock and some of their AI initiatives and helping our customers exploit generative AI. The second one we talked about again, which is taking new industry solutions to market together with AWS and running those on their fantastic technology platform.
Very good. And what about the future? Are you most excited about when you look ahead in terms of technology and opportunities?
I think the most interesting part of the future is going to be around multimodal generative AI when we start to bring in more things like video and audio and particularly areas like robotics. I think those will bring more of a change, not just in the virtual, but in the physical world. It's going to be exciting next 5, 10 years.
Okay, that was super interesting, Mark. Thank you so much for spending time with me. This all sounds really exciting in terms of what IBM is doing together with AWS. For anyone who ever wants to rewatch or re-listen to this conversation or many other similar conversations about the future of technology and business, simply head to my podcast or my YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Bernard. It's been a pleasure.